make an informed decision about your cancer treatment after hearing from our experts. This is Managing Cancer with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
What is hospital medicine and how does it play a role in cancer care? My guest is Dr. Matthew Wright. He's the Chief of Hospital Medicine at Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Phoenix. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wright. Tell us, what is hospital medicine? This is a relatively new term that many people have not heard before.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Hospital medicine is a relatively new specialty here in this country. The term hospitalist was actually just first coined in 1996 in a New England Journal of Medicine article, and the specialty has really formed since then and has grown. Hospitalists work in the hospital, of course, taking care of patients with acute medical problems. Typically, our patients will be admitted from a clinic, and we manage the patient's care throughout the course of the hospital stay, whether that patient is on a general inpatient medical floor, through the critical care unit, and then through to discharge as far as arranging for care of that patient outside of the hospital for follow-up.
So you help manage their care. What exactly does that mean? Because generally, if someone is hospitalized, they've got everybody coming in, from nurses to nutritional counselors to their oncologist to maybe radiation oncologists, you know, coming and going from their room all the time. How do you help them sort of sort that out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's really one of our biggest roles, is to, because the patients are seeing so many different specialists usually when they're in the hospital, especially cancer patients. And what we do is we help coordinate the care, and we talk with all of the specialists and the allied health personnel and the nursing staff that see the patient every day. And, you know, we're really there to make sure that the care is coordinated, that everyone is on the same page, and that what we're doing, what the plan is for the day and for the whole entire hospital stay, is communicated to the patient and their family in the best way.
And as a hospitalist, Dr. Wright, how do you train to do this kind of catch-all? You know, I mean, there's a bit of psychology involved. There's a bit of almost business management. It would seem that you have to know a little or a lot about everything.
That's very true. Most hospitalists are either trained in general internal medicine or family practice. And here at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, we have hospitalists trained in both. And then most of the training thereafter is really on the job training. Right now, that there are very few formal training programs in specifically hospital medicine. With that said, a majority of the hospitalists at Cancer Treatment Centers of America come to us with a good amount of experience already in hospital medicine after their residencies.
And where diagnosis comes in, you know, that's sometimes almost the hardest part, especially for cancer patients. So when diagnosis is involved, are you there to help them understand that diagnosis and then what will come afterward? Is that strictly the oncologist?
Well, it varies. I'd say a majority of our patients that are admitted here at CTCA already have their cancer diagnosis, with definitely a few exceptions. However, what we definitely assist with is help the patient understand their diagnosis and prognosis along with their oncology team. But in addition, a lot of our patients are arriving with other medical problems, and that's really one of the big places where hospitalists are here to help out. You know, the patients may have a cancer diagnosis, but they may also have other medical problems that they either have had prior to their cancer diagnosis or after, such as diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, and things of that nature. And, you know, a lot of times we're diagnosing other health problems, and it's very important that we do so, because managing the patient's other health problems will get them optimized to the point where they can receive further cancer care from their oncology team here.
That's a really great standard of care, Dr. Wright. Now, what about transitioning patient care within the hospital or from the hospital out to, you know, the community or to residential care or back to their homes? Are you involved in that?
Absolutely. That's also one of our biggest jobs. We communicate on a daily basis with the patient's oncology team. We have formalized meetings several times a week here in the hospital. And then usually on the other days, we're communicating informally with the patient's oncologist as well. And a lot of that discussion is involved as far as where is the patient going to be going and what their care is going to be outside of the hospital, because it makes a big difference as to how we approach things here in the hospital.
Now, if the healthcare resources are available or if they're not available, do you help the patient then find the resources that they need, maybe caregivers in the home or even in the hospital? Sometimes people like to have someone sitting with them all night. Do you help with all of that?
Absolutely. That's one of the great things that I love about working here at CTCA is I have so much help as far as helping to arrange all of those extra things that make such a difference to the patient and their caregivers, as far as helping them through what is really a stressful time as far as being admitted to the hospital. Most of our patients weren't expecting to be here because it is usually an acute illness that brings them into the hospital. And I just love having all of that support because it does make such a great difference for our patients.
Speaking of support, what about psychological support? Because, you know, the diagnosis of cancer right there is enough. And if you're acutely ill, you're hospitalized, maybe, you know, you have children or you're frightened. How do you help patients kind of deal with all of the fear that goes with just being in a hospital?
Well, our patients that is admitted here to the hospital receives a visit from a mind-body therapist as well as from a pastoral care team member when they're here. And in addition, if needed in certain cases, we also have consultants in palliative care as well as in psychiatry to see the patient if needed.
So you really give the whole gamut of treatment, care, and helping them coordinate all of it. So in the last minute, Dr. Wright, please wrap up hospital medicine and how it relates to the role of cancer care.
Hospitalists are here to manage the patient's acute medical problem that's brought them into the hospital, either a complication of their cancer treatment, which unfortunately does happen, but also to manage all the other health problems that the patient may have and to get them back to their oncology team in the best state possible to continue fighting their cancer.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Matthew Wright. You're listening to Managing Cancer. For more information, you can go to cancercenter.com. That's cancercenter.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.